From Topps comes the all-new digital card collecting app, free to download from iTunes or Google Play, Star Wars Card Trader.
For the first time ever, collect and trade everything from legendary 1977 Star Wars cards to new cards featuring exclusive content from Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
All from the comfort of your mobile devices, Star Wars Card Trader.
These are the cards you're looking for.
Listening to Coffee with Kenobi, you are, with Dan Z and Corey Club, the podcast you're looking for. This is... Yes.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible, on the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
We've been waiting for you.
The Force is strong here, even stronger than the coffee.
At last, where have you been?
Welcome to Coffee with Kenobi. Here are your hosts, Dan Z and Corey Club.
Hello and welcome to Left. I'm Shane Mullen, events host. And now, I am very excited to welcome Ian Desher to Left Bank Books. We are also joined tonight by members of the 501st Legion and the Rebel Legion. They are available for photo opportunities and interviews. We also have actors from St. Louis Shakespeare that will be performing from the book with Ian. They are the 7th troop in the nation to complete the Shakespearean canon, which is incredible. Mm-hmm. All right. The curtain rises once again on that star-crossed galaxy far, far away. This time to chronicle a once heroic knight's transformation into the darkest of villains. William Shakespeare's Tragedy of the Sith's Revenge, Star Wars Part the Third, is the climactic conclusion to the fall of the House of Skywalker, a collaboration between William Shakespeare and George Lucas that's filled with masterful meter, stirring soliloquies, inside jokes, and intricate Elizabethan illustrations. Ian is a Portland native and lives in Portland with his spouse and 2 children. He has a BA in music from Yale University, a Master of Divinity from Yale Divinity School, and a PhD from Union Theological Seminary. He is currently the Director of Nonprofit Marketing at Pivot Group, LLC, a full-service marketing research and web agency in Portland, Oregon. Please help me in welcoming Ian Desher to Left Bank.
Oh, you should all sit down. You look so uncomfortable. There's seats. We can. We're all friends here, right? So, Tragedy of the Sith's Revenge starts as all the Star Wars movies do, with the opening crawl going up the screen, and for me that becomes a Shakespearean sonnet. This is how it goes. War is the cry that doth through space resound. The good Republic faces bold attack from Dooku, he whose evil doth abound. Yet heroes rise as each side fighteth back. Droid leader General Grievous, he most vile, hath entered, a new player on the scene. With movement swift and unexpected guile, he hath made bold to kidnap Palpatine. Whilst o'er the capital, in Coruscant, the separatist droid army tries to flee. 2 Jedi are dispatched upon a jaunt to set the hostage Palpatine full free. In time so long ago begins our play, in vengeful galaxy far, far away. So one of the really fun things about writing this book is getting to write for Palpatine. I really love writing villains, whatever that says about me. I always thought it'd be really fun to play Iago in Othello. So here's Palpatine at the very beginning of the play, talking about what is going to happen, how everything's basically going to go, how he wants it to. Hung be the heavens with black, yield day to night. The dark shall rise and twer a second sun. The course that I pursue doth run direct betwixt these rival factions, which make war upon the intrigues I myself have spread. The game is mine to win when I see fit. The deck is stacked to mine advantage strong, for I have dealt the pack with cunning shrewd. I have, with care, a house of cards set up, that may, by merest exhale of my breath, be toppled, each card falling o'er its neighbor. The king, in Yoda, rallies all his troops, whilst Anakin doth make off with the queen. Count Dooku, that black-suited knave, doth serve, yet these most regal cards shall soon collapse upon the very whim of my firm will. Yea, Palpatine still holds the ace, and waits his turn to play the trump and take the trick. Let these poor Jedi come to render aid. They shall within my shuffle soon be swept. So, there's Palpatine. And now, with the help of these wonderful people, we're going to do a scene where Anakin comes and talks to Yoda, I wrote this, about a friend of his who's having some dreams. Who's my Yoda?
I'm your Yoda.
He's right there.
Well, my little friend here.
Say hello to my little friend.
I didn't have like green construction paper, so I had to use my lettuce.
Premonition. Thou hast had signs of future. What pray hast thou seen?
'Tis pain and grief mine inner eye beholds. They are accompanied by death's dark touch.
'Tis thy death thou seest, or perchance another one? I prithee, speak on.
Another person, someone I do know.
This other person, is it someone to thee close, a most treasured friend?
Well, sure, 'tis as you say, my master wise.
Take thou greatest care, when 'tis the future thou art sensing, Anakin. Worry about loss, a path to the dark side, is of it be wary.
These visions rank shall ne'er become the truth. I'll see to that, good Master Yoda, e'en if I my noble training must forswear.
Death natural is, to all who have life it comes. Stop at thou canst not. Instead, be merry. Rejoice with those transforming into the broad force. Mourn them, thou shalt not. Miss them, thou shouldest that as well. 'Tis the way of things. When beset thou art by attachment and clinging, jealous thou become. 'Tis the dark shadow of greed rising before thee. Falling o'er thy life.
What must I do then, Master Yoda? Speak.
Train thyself better. Not to hold on, but let go. What thou fear to lose.
I understand and shall do as you say. So Obi-Wan, you know, starts noticing these changes in his friend and starts to get a little concerned about that. And so this is what he says. But even though Alec Guinness didn't play Obi-Wan in the... even though it was Ewan McGregor in the prequels, I'm going to give you my best Alec Guinness.
How do you reach a friend who's... How sing of hope when hopelessness abounds? How steer them from a course of recklessness? How pull them back when they would fly the edge? My friend, mine own young Anakin, is such. The galaxy is at his fingertips, yet he doth brood with anger quick and sore, as I have never witnessed in a man. I fear he doth begin to lose the spark I first did see in him on Tatooine. That light, as if illumined by the gods, did shine in him, and 'twere a star entire did rest within the center of his heart. Now, though, the man is changed, as ice to steam, full of that hot intemperate blustering, singeing all those who wander by too near. So swiftly doth he fly into a rage, so fierce is every mood and quick to change. Such anger, which I fear shall turn to hate when ordinary disappointments come, which e'er befall a normal human life. How can I veer him off this wayward path? Whatever in my power I may do, I shall, to keep this Anakin from darkness.
So we're going to have a soliloquy from Padme, thinking about the thinking about the baby that she's carrying and worrying about its future. She thinks it's only one baby. We know it's two. They didn't have ultrasounds, even though they had all that other technology.
The babe within me must know better days than I have seen in our vast galaxy. This life hath too far been much of strife and war, of grief and sadness, woes and discontent. The purpose of each generation new is to create a better world for those who shall come later and depend on us. My parents strove to better mine own life, and my burden is to give their life again unto the child who grows within my womb. But shall it be? I wonder, fear, and doubt. Mine husband is unsettled, and our love is something forbidden and hidden too. The galaxy is rife with violence, torn by corruption, fear, and base desires. But how shall we two bring a babe into this, and raise up a newborn midst this sharp discord? How may I work for peace when all is war, when every herald of our troubled time screams out with voice of terror and dismay? I've not the inner strength to overcome a galaxy that swiftly falls apart. Mayhap I have enough, though, to protect my child from knowing all the pain I've known. May it be so. Mine orisons ascend.
So there's a key scene in the there's a key scene in the movie when Palpatine is sitting at the Galactic Opera, which is kind of like opera meets Cirque du Soleil in a strange way. And it's when he tells Anakin this tale of Darth Plagueis, who has have gotten the power over death. I was trying to think of what to do with that scene, and decided that it was going to become Hamlet's play within a play, where Hamlet has the players come to Elsinore and they perform this play to catch the conscience of the king, Hamlet says. And so that's how this scene between Anakin and Palpatine ends up.
The boy is nearly now within my grasp, and I shall make him mine with this next move. I shall devise a play to pull him in, some tale that pricks his heart with grief and woe. Come, players, to the list. Ye are engaged. Fair morrow, gentlemen. You're welcome here. I prithee sit and talk with me a while. Good sirrah, canst thou give a speech of woe?
I can, for 'tis my trade. What speech, my lord?
I heard thee speak me a speech once, but 'twas ne'er acted, or if 'twas not above once. The tale of Tusken Raider, he of bleak and brutal Tatooine, who joined with his mother in a bond unnatural, and suffered for the trespass. So proceed thee.
What have I done? Mine own dear mother, wed. Gods above, be merciful to me. I knew not how I did transgress in this, for all was like a blindness unto me. I could not see the likeness in her face. When I looked in her eyes, I saw a love, ere knowing 'twas but folly of the senses, that in her I did but adore myself. My vision, sore impaired by greed and lust, now have I led us both to tragedy. Waste of life. She hanged on a panther's horn. Already is beyond the galaxy. Above. Beyond the stars. I see her rise. The newest constellation in the sky. I do remain. Yet death would simple be, and far too tame for what my sin deserves. By sightlessness I made this bed of woe. By blindness have I authored my fate's course. Ergo, let lack of sight become my days. These wretched eyes that on my mother looked, that named her friend and lover, let them pay. Let darkness be mine expiation ere.
Player one minds tearing out his eyes and weeps.
Agony most rare. Hint of truth. The world for me is shadow evermore, and through my blindness comes a keener sight. I look on what I've done, whom I have hurt. I see quite clearly mine iniquity. I spy the error of mine actions vain. I gaze in sans mine eyes upon my sin. Fate! Into your hands my spirit flies. Let me wander o'er the shadowlands and howl upon the dunes that all may say, there goes a Tuscan raider who did tempt the gods to anger through forbidden love. Now by his blindness doth he truly see.
'Tis well. A masterful performance, sirrah. We'll hear a play anon, my worthy friends. Go hence so while until ye are sent for. Say, can you play the sad and dreadful tale? The tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise.
My lord, aye!
Sirrah, here's a little speech. Some dozen or 16 lines to include. Can ye perform this small edition?
Aye!
Then let us go till we have an audience. The curtain shall rise on our fair play.
Will everyone, in mine own Padme true, seek to employ my close relationship with Palpatine to their own private gain? The Jedi Council plans to turn me spy, a traitor to my friend, the Chancellor. For that they trust him not, or mayhap fear that he shall rival their own power grand. My Padme doth mistrust his noble aims, suspicious of his motivations, ere. Am I the key with which they would unlock the secrets of the gallant Chancellor? Nay, nay, I shall not be so used until my reason and my judgment do inform me of some treachery in him. Not till I see it for myself shall I indulge these strange, misguided fabrications. Fie! To use a Jedi with such skill as I, to play with me as one would play a pipe, it shall not be, not e'en for Master Yoda, nor my friend Obi-Wan, not even for my Padme. I shall play the part of judge myself. But soft, here comes the Chancellor.
My boy, the very lad with whom I'd speak. Hast thou some time that I may drop a word or two within thine ear? Hast thou, I say, time in thy busy life for an old man?
I wait upon your leisure, sir. Speak on.
News advantageous I have lately learned. Our clone intelligence hath found the vile and wicked General Grievous. He doth lurk and cower in the system Utapau.
Some tidings, finally, to bring me joy. This glad report doth echo in mine ears, and t'were the sweetest sound that e'er I heard. We can the monster capture, end the war.
The Jedi Council's wisdom, might I doubt, were thou not chosen to perform this deed. To go to Grievous and destroy the beast. Forsooth, 'tis clear thou art the finest choice. Thou wilt, I hope, come stay with me a while. Enjoy this grand performance I have planned. Pray, sit. The players shall begin anon.
Your invitation I most gladly take. Some rest for mind and soul shall do me well.
Oh, Anakin, thou knowest I cannot reply upon the Jedi Council, nay. If they have not included thee within their plot to overthrow me, soon they will.
I am not certain I do comprehend.
Well, thy senses must have told thee what I have of late deduced. The Jedi Council would assume o'er the Republic full control. They shall betray me.
Truly, Chancellor?
Pray. Search thy feelings, Anakin. Thou knowest it is true.
I do know they trust you not.
Nor do they trust the Senate. Nor the Republic. Nay, neither do they trust democracy.
I shall admit I have been wary of the Council for some time.
And wherefore, pray? is't possible they'd ask of thee some task, some strange employment which did suit thee not, perchance some thing to make thee turn untrue? Was it that thou shouldst spy on me? Was't that?
Alas, how can he know? Yet plainly doth. I know not what I should say in reply.
Remember long ago the teaching's prime. Those who gain power are most afeard to lose. 'Tis true, I fear, in of our Jedi friends.
The Jedi use their power but for good.
Yet what is good? A certain point of view. 'Tis what good is, my lad, and nothing more. The Sith and Jedi both are similar in every respect, which doth include a hearty taste for power's dividends.
I have been taught the Sith rely upon mere passion to obtain what strength they have. They think but inwardly about themselves. There's naught can touch the cold heart of a Sith.
Yet do the Jedi not seek their own interests?
Nay. Jedi care for others and are selfless.
Attend, my boy. The players come anon.
The most lamentable and tragic tale of one Darth Plagueis, he the Sith of old. A story of ambition that did fail, of death that conquered over life. Behold!
Darth Plagueis, I am called. And higher rise than any Sith throughout the galaxy.
Indeed, my love, most mighty and most wise. So may you e'er remain and always be. Yet what shall come of me if thee I lose? I tremble at the thought of your demise. Or what if fate did come and me did choose? How shall one live when that the other dies?
It shall not be. I'll pick the lock of death by force. The midichlorians I control and have obtained the power to grant breath. In short, I can create life by my soul.
My love, thy knowledge of the dark side frights. Should any human have such learning, dear?
Methinks that thou shalt not fear my dazzling heights when I do rescue thee from death severe.
Pish. Hey, what is this tale of wonder, sir?
A story, lad, yet not as thou wouldst hear from Jedi mouths, for they would keep it hid. 'Tis but an ancient legend of the Sith.
But could this man indeed his helpmate save?
Be patient, lad, for they shall come to it.
The dark side of the Force is passing strong. A path to varied possibilities, even if by some they are considered wrong. With all my might, these powers shall I seize.
A dumb show begins. Player two falls suddenly as though dead. Player one rushes to player two's side, throwing his hands in the air in sorrow. Then player one mimes using the Force through hand motions and incantations. Player two rises as if from sleep.
There never was a Sith like unto me. The power over life and death is mine. Now come, my love, away and let us flee. Forever thou art mine, and I am thine.
Alas! The might of Plagueis would not hold. Although with power he was plentiful, the thought of losing it did turn him cold. Though death he trumped, his fear he'd not control.
My young apprentice, I did teach thee all. Thy mind doth hold the wisdom that I know.
Your wisdom's light doth hold me in its thrall. My recompense shall bear an equal glow.
Player two brandishes a prop lightsaber and mimes killing player one.
The tragic tale of this Darth Plagueis ends upon a hopeful moral that all should heed. To save your family, to save your friends, 'tis possible if you with care proceed.
herein doth lie a moral I should learn. This tale a morass of keen intrigue oped. 'Twas gainst all mores, yet my soul more would hear.
Ironic, is it not? The man could save his loved ones, but he could not save himself.
Is it possible to learn this power or death?
Not from a Jedi. Nay, they fear the tale.
I would hear more of this when time allows. Mine utmost interest it doth inspire.
Oh, wondrous work of art that moves him so. The play hath caught him. It shall not let him go.
So, speaking of Sidious, we have the scene in the movie where all the Jedi throughout the galaxy are being killed. And it's a really sad movie, moment. In the movie, and there's nothing spoken, which of course you can't have in Shakespeare. So instead, Darth Sidious has Palpatine has a soliloquy about everything that's going on throughout the galaxy. So this is what he says. I should just have you do it.
What page?
Surprise.
Perfect, dark, and evil strategy come to fruition in a trice. Forsooth, behold the power of the mighty Sith as we release our Order 66. The cloak of death we rapidly unveil and show the Reaper grim who waits therein. The Jedi spread throughout the galaxy, engaged in battles with the Separatists, shall suffer as no group e'er suffered yet. Those fighting with their little lightsabers, or flying into battle in a ship, or cruising o'er a planet's bluest shore. Each wretched Jedi meets a quick demise. Go, ravens of the dark side, caw for death. Feast ye upon the Jedi carrion. Let each rank body of each Jedi knight fall as you peck them into death's embrace. Go, black and lethal banthas of the night, and trample o'er the weak Republic's hopes. Crush all the Jedi who would block your way. Impale them all upon your vicious horns. Go, hounds of hell, and fiercely bare your teeth. Let every Jedi feel your awful bite. Rip limb from limb until their skin doth shred, and flay them whilst they live, that they may scream. O pleasure most profound and sensual, to eat the heart of one's own enemies. Would that I could perform the deed myself. Look into every pair of Jedi eyes and watch as they for mercy humbly beg. Oh, sight most pitiful and wonderful. I'd happily run them through, or choke their throats, or strike them with the lightning of the Sith. Then how mine heart would sing as they expire. My soul would leap to hear their cries of pain. Die, light, die, any good that ever was. Die, wisdom. Yea, die, virtue. Die, respect. Die, honor. Die, nobility. Die, right. These qualities shall perish on this day. For lo, the Sith do ply their merry tricks. Come, Death, thy name is Order 66.
I don't often get to bring one of those to a reading. So in these... In these books, in the original trilogy, I included a scene between two Imperial guards in every book where they're sort of... It's not a scene that's in the movie. It's just a scene where they're sort of poking fun at the movies themselves. I wrote one of those for Sith's Revenge, which is about two Jedi who... One of them has realized that he's sort of looking through the clone manual and realize there's an Order 65 and Order 67, but where's Order 67? and his friend is like, it must be an error, don't worry about it. I would like instead to read the scene is in the prequel trilogy, it's Between Two Jedi. Scene Between Two Jedi from The Clone Army Attacketh, and when we read it, you'll understand why we're reading this one. So, does one of you want to do this for me? So you're going to be Jedi 1, and I'm going to be Jedi 2.
Good friend, well met.
And thee as well. Hola. How hast thou spent this lovely merry day?
A wandering o'er what the future brings.
Indeed? What is it that thou wonderest?
Our stories and our strivings and our wars. Shall they in other times remembered be? It's possible that some long time from now may happen a galaxy far, far away. Our tales shall be impaired, parted to the young. Would there be anyone who doth recall wise Master Yoda's striking witticisms? Or noble Master Windu's boundless might? What would some future, far-off galaxy think of our battles and adventures here? Shall our republic yet remembered be when all empirically is past and gone?
Oh, heavy thoughts. Pray let me rest thy mind, for I have often wondered this myself.
Yea, truly. What conclusions hast thou reached?
But this. Why should another galaxy, well in the future, e'er have need of us? The future of another place shall be far different than we could ever think. Canst thou imagine folk in some far place, all gathered round to see our stories played? Their young men in our clothing all attired, their women as our princesses arrayed, their builders fashioning a scene to match, their artisans detailing starship parts, their scholars indexing each term of ours, their engineers attempting to make droids, their foolish jesters mashing up our words. 'Tis near unthinkable, some culture hence that knows of our beloved sacred form.
My friends, thy words are unexpected balm. Long time ahead in galaxy far off, they shall have situations hard enough that they need not rehearse our troubled times.
Tis plain, unless our stories were some maudlin form of entertainment.
How passing strange such galaxy would be.
And now to supper. Wilt thou come?
Lead on.
So R2-D2 got the final word in the original trilogy with a soliloquy at the end of The Jedi Doth Return. In the prequel trilogy, Yoda gets the final word, speaking in his 5-7-5 pattern, as he has throughout all of the books. But if you listen really carefully, though there's no way you could actually catch this, you'll realize that his line in this speech... It's an acrostic that spells out Marlowe wrote the prequels, forsooth.
My friends, 'tis the end. As befits a noble queen, regal as the morn. Lo, here's Padme, all serene, on a coffin borne. Whilst the people of Naboo each a weeping make, watching Padme good and true, resting, ne'er to wake. On a ship above in space, there Darth Vader stands. Empire's rise he doth embrace, this with robot hands. Here doth stand the Emperor, eyeing his new plan. Pain the Death Star shall confer, wrecking Alderaan. Ere that time, Organa flies, quickly home doth go. Under care of tender eyes, ease shall Leia know. Later, or on Tatooine, sojourns Obi-Wan. Fresh wee Luke is on the scene. Oh, the father's son. Riding Eepy he appears, stranger now, soon friend. Owen and Beru, sans fears, one small child shall tend. There may Luke rest many years. Here, friends, 'tis the end.
Hey, I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any questions about anything in the world. All right, there.
How quickly could you adapt The Force Awakens?
You know, I actually thought about that because my editor and I talked to Lucasfilm about, hey, wouldn't it be great if, you know, you're going to put out a bunch of books when the movie comes out. Maybe the Shakespearean adaptation should be come out concurrently with the movie. And I was when I was thinking that, I was picturing myself holed up in at Lucasfilm, you know, at Skywalker Ranch, like 2 weeks of my life, you know, desperately, like, doing it, my eyes red, but that's not going to happen. So I may get to write it. If it happens, it'll happen sometime in the next year, probably, and the answer is I don't know yet, so...
So does all of this effort ever bleed over into all of the Divinity Church stuff part of your life?
I mean, a little bit. My dissertation was on racial justice issues in the United States, and Jar Jar Binks basically becomes my race man. In his asides to the audience, we learned that he is in fact brilliant and very masterfully turning things to his own ends, and his end is to unite these two warring races, the Naboo and the Gungans, so that they will live harmoniously together. And there's one speech of his, the first 14 lines are basically just me talking about racial justice. And now you can read them because it eventually makes sense within the course of his speech, but it's really just me talking about racial justice issues. So, yeah, so occasionally.
Cool, thanks.
I just love the Marlowe thing, right? I just love throwing stuff in, just for fun, right? There's all kinds. There's the doctor droid in who comes out and says she's lost the will to live. We're not sure what's going on with her, you know. He has a very long speech in this book, and it also is an acrostic. I've done a few acrostics in this. It's an acrostic for, damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a psychologist. just to throw in that other sci-fi franchise that I like. So.
When you're doing the acrostics, do you show Lucasfilm what you're doing, or do you just kind of slip it in there?
Nope. They find it, that's great.
Was the last one easier to adapt than the first one you did?
Yeah, they got easier as time goes on. But consequently, I sort of tried pushing myself harder and harder with new challenges as time went on. Partially because I didn't want it to get boring for readers, and partially because I just wanted a new challenge, right? So there's a... In the Clone Army Attacketh, there's another acrostic that's it's a Rickroll. So down the left side, it spells "Never Gonna Give You Up." But it's also a sort of a double acrostic because the last line of every line in that speech spells "You've been Rickrolled."
Oh, wow!
Just these fun things, right? I was like, what should I try? Let's see if I can do this.
Oh, that is so funny.
Are you ever gonna release an edition that is fully acrostic?
Yeah. I don't know, like the annotated version that shows all the different things that I put in. No, I do have them on my computer, right? I have highlighted all the things I've done so that I remember myself, you know. Where was that Gilbert and Sullivan reference that I put in? Oh yeah, there it is. So maybe.
How's this entire experience enhanced your appreciation of the much maligned prequels?
I think anytime you spend this much time with movies like this, you can't help but come away with a more appreciation for them, right? So I didn't know the prequels super well. Of course, I'd seen them, and I'd seen them multiple times, but certainly didn't know them as well as the original trilogy. And, I understand them better now. I understand their plot lines better, because you have to if you're going to retell them. And I certainly have a soft spot in my heart for Jar Jar Binks now that wasn't there before. Yeah, it's definitely helped me like the prequels more. Yeah.
What was the very first scene that sparked the idea?
What happened was I went to... I watched the original trilogy with some good friends of mine from high school. Not too long after that, I read Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, one of the first and most popular mashup books. And then right after that, went to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival with my family. And so it was just these three things that happened to come right around the same time, and I was on a jog one morning. I often joke that all of my best ideas happen when I'm running, because that was when Yoda, speaking in haiku, I was racking my brain about what to do with Yoda and had these other possibilities, none of which were very good. And as soon as I thought haiku, I was like, duh. Right, of course, Shakespearean haiku. So that was when I had the idea. It was at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival that year. All right, thank you so much for coming out, everybody. I really appreciate it, and I'm happy to sign things.
Hey, it's Dan Z.
And Corey Club.
From Coffee with Kenobi, and we are excited to let you know about the Star Wars card trader app from Topps.
Yeah, Dan, you remember those cards that came out in 1977, the good old days? Well, they're back again. Yeah, so it's the Star Wars card trader app. It has them all, as well as fantastic images from The Force Awakens, The Clone Wars, Rebels, and much more.
Absolutely. You've got your favorite characters, memorable scenes, you've got key moments. It's all there. You get credits every day for free from the app, which is available from iTunes or Google Play. Open packs from the cantina, trade with your friends, and enjoy these amazing Star Wars memories as you take your first step into a larger world.
There are so many different sets to choose from also, and there's so many great cards to chase. There's special inserts, there's rewards for completing sets and variants. It's everything you love in collecting from a galaxy far, far away.
The Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps.
These are the cards you're looking for.
All right, well, you just heard the amazing things that happened with the Internet as live presentation. I'm here with some of the presenters who did an incredible job. I've seen this presented a few times, but this was so powerful, and I really could feel it come alive. Go ahead and give us your names and tell us kind of about what this experience was like for you. Preparation, presentation with the author himself.
My name is John Wolbers, and it's super exciting. When I got the call that they were doing this, obviously I'd read the whole original trilogy and huge fan of Shakespeare and Star Wars, and the inner 15-year-olds that was, you know, wearing the triple XL Star Wars t-shirt and, you know, was always made fun of in school was just like, that's right! Yes! Sending messages back to my younger self. No, this is awesome, and life is great. And then getting to work with, you know, some of my dearest friends in the world and diving into two of the best written pieces of literature that we have in the English language is just exciting, for lack of a better word.
Absolutely. You all made it feel just incredible in its scope and very Shakespearean. Of course, Ian does a great job with the language, but the performance is such a big thing. How is this like for you?
Well, first off, my name is Ben Ritchie. This is kind of a blending of I've been a Star Wars fan my whole life. I've worked here in St. Louis with the Shakespeare Company for about 10 years now, so it was like two different aspects of my life, the fandom and what I do, you know, not necessarily for a job because you can't do that here and survive on it really, but
it's nice. Solid side income.
It is. It's my side income, and it's what I enjoy doing. And these things coming together in a way that just lets me sit here and, you know, I kind of exercise my talent, but I also let my geek flag fly a bit. And
right.
It's fun. It's a very exciting experience.
It really is. And one of the things we like to do, and I'm a high school educator as well, so being able to, when Ian came along with the William Shakespeare series, I thought, what a blending of incredibly powerful literature, perhaps the greatest writer of all time, with some of the most powerful stories for modern audiences. And you see that Shakespeare's work really lends itself well to Star Wars, especially the tragedy of the Sith's revenge.
Yeah, and like he said, he enjoys writing for villains, and Palpatine's a great villain. Just he always has been, and I was thrilled to be, you know, the one assigned to that part, because even before the prequels came out, I was a big fan of him as a villain. He's got the best lines. Ian McDiarmid just relishes his delivery of those lines. And so, yeah, last night, the last thing I did before going to bed last night was watch this scene on the Blu-ray. And I was like, yeah, I gotta kind of emulate some of this.
And honestly, that scene alone, he could have got a Best Supporting Oscar nomination just for that scene alone, truly.
Oh, I think it's easily the best scene in the entire prequel trilogy.
Well, especially when you realize when the original trilogy was filmed, he was a very young man actually playing this ancient, truly evil character. And then to get the opportunity to bring it back to life in the prequels, but with, what, 30 plus more years of life experience to add to that sinisterness and finding his story arc was, it's always really fun to watch.
It was, as I said, really fun to watch the both of you. If people are in the St. Louis area, where can they come and see more of your great work?
Well, both of us are frequent performers with St. Louis Shakespeare, which is just now celebrating its 30th or 31st.
I think they're going into their 31st.
Yeah,
and we've found a new home for our shows at the Ivory Theater.
There's also frequent performances from their sister company, Magic Smoking Monkey Theater, which does parodies of usually quite epic proportions.
Right. Well, thank you both so much for being here on Coffee with Kenobi, and we look forward to hearing more and seeing more of you guys in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, that was a whole lot of fun, that incredible experience here in downtown St. Louis, getting to interview and talk with Ian Desher and watch him talk with everybody about William Shakespeare's Star Wars and the tragedy of the Sith revenge. What was this whole experience like for you?
It's so much fun. Book events are always fun, especially, though, when you have an engaged audience, and especially when there are members of the 501st Legion there, and especially when there are people that are reading with me who have an appreciation for Shakespeare and know what they're doing. It was just, it makes for a really fun event.
It was. This is the first time I've seen this done where there were just as many Shakespeare fans as there were Star Wars, and it created a whole new, unique atmosphere.
Yeah, it really makes for a great blend, and I think everybody has a good time because some people are laughing about something Star Wars related, and other people are laughing at some of the Shakespeare jokes, and so, yeah, it really does make for a fun time.
It really does. Well, it's always a fun time to get together with you and talk more about William Shakespeare's Star Wars. We will certainly look forward to having many more cups of coffee with you in the future, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Chewie, get us out of here!
This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm Limited. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Coffee with Kenobi unless otherwise indicated.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
From Topps comes the all-new digital card collecting app, free to download from iTunes or Google Play, Star Wars Card Trader.
For the first time ever, collect and trade everything from legendary 1977 Star Wars cards to new cards featuring exclusive content from Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
All from the comfort of your mobile devices, Star Wars Card Trader.
These are the cards you're looking for.